So saying, he drew aside his rags from the great scar. And when the two beheld and understood it all, their tears burst forth. They threw their arms round wise Odysseus and passionately kissed his face and neck. So likewise did Odysseus kiss their heads and hands. And daylight had gone down upon their weeping, had not Odysseus stayed their tears and said, "Have done with grief and wailing, or someone coming from the hall may see and tell the tale indoors. Nay, go in, one by one, not all together. I will go first, you after. And let this be agreed. The rest within, the lordly suitors, will not allow me to receive the bow and quiver. But noble Eumaeus, bring the bow along the room and lay it in my hands. Then tell the women to lock the hall's close-fitting doors. And if from their inner room they hear a moaning or a strife within our walls, let no one venture forth, but stay in silence at her work. And noble Philoetius, in your care I put the courtyard gates. Bolt with the bar and quickly lash the fastening." So saying, Odysseus made his way into the stately house, and went and took the seat from which he first arose. And soon the serving men of princely Odysseus entered too. Now Eurymachus held the bow and turned it up and down, trying to heat it at the glowing fire. But still, with all his pains, he could not bend it. His proud soul groaned aloud. Then bitterly he spoke. These were the words he said: "Oh, here is woe for me and woe for all. Not that I so much mourn missing the marriage, though vexed I am at that. Still, there are enough more women of Achaea, both here in sea-girt Ithaca and in the other cities. But if in strength we fall so short of princely Odysseus that we cannot bend his bow, oh, the disgrace for future times to hear!" Then said Antinous, Eupeithes' son, "Not so, Eurymachus, and you yourself know better. Today throughout the land is the archer god's high feast. Who then could bend a bow? Nay, quietly lay it by. And for the axes, what if we leave them standing? Nobody, I'm sure, will carry one away and trespass on the house of Laertes' son Odysseus. Come then, and let the wine pourer give pious portions to our cups, that after a libation we may lay aside curved bows. Tomorrow morning, tell Melanthius, the goatherd, to drive us here the choicest of goats of all his flock, and we will set the thighs before the archer god Apollo. Then try the bow and end the contest." So said Antinous, and his saying pleased them. Pages poured water on their hands. Young men brimmed bowls with drink and served to all with a first pious portion for the cups. And after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, then in his subtlety said wise Odysseus,